Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi. I placed an order probably like a week and a half ago to get a tactical bag, and it said all I had to do was pay the shipping and handling for $8. And I guess I didn't read the fine print, but it charged me like $67.32 for a membership I was unaware of. And then the last person I spoke to said they sent me a gift card for $100, another thing I was unaware of, and then said that the only way I was able to find it is if I searched my spam folder.
What's your zip code?
80202.
First and last name?
Kipling Garnett.
Your address?
1801 Chestnut Place, Unit 356, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
Okay. Upon ordering the tactical bag, you stated that you did not read over the terms and conditions?
Well, I mean, it just seems weird to me that the only way to know that that happened was to receive an email through my spam folder. Why
now, the
is that?
Terms I provided on the website before you put your credit card information in, and it explains that membership charge, and it also asks you before entering the card number, have you read the terms in full, and do you authorize your card to be debited for that charge of $67.32? By placing this online order for the tactical bag, you are authorizing and agreeing to have that charge withdrawn from your account.
So that's what the deal was.
That's why it was $8
because the reason the shipping and handling was only $8 is because in the fine print where we probably can't
read. No, it's not fine print. Now I see that the previous agent went ahead and canceled the membership so that you're not charged anything further. I can honor a 35% courtesy refund for you because that charge is valid, sir.
Right, but my thing is, like, I didn't see any of that when I did it. And then when I asked the previous lady, she said that you should have received an email through your spam folder. And that doesn't seem very professional business-like to me. Why?
Not the terms.
The
membership. She's requiring about the membership. That's come
right,
to your
but
email.
Why are you guys sending emails to my spam folder?
No, those emails are in your regular email, and sometimes your email automatically goes to spam a lot of times.
Well, that's not mine. I work in technology, and I have mine set up not to
Well, then it should have come to your regular email then, Mr. Garnett.
Well, it did not.
Okay, I can have the corporate office send that email back over to you.
I mean, that'd be great, but my point is that I never wanted a membership or a $100 gift card.
When you ordered the tactical bag, sir, you did agree and consent to that.
Okay.
That was important
well,
to make sure that you're
fine.
Reading the terms
so
that way you can have an understanding of what you're signing up for.
Well, I get the scam. I get it. Like, you know, it's cool. You guys advertise on Facebook. You're like, $8 and you get this. And then in the fine print where nobody reads, that's cool. I thought a lot of stuff on your website was cool. And a lot of my friends did. But I will be writing absolutely the most negative reviews I can and have everyone I know do the same.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else that I can
do? And I know
it's
not
your
fault. I'm not trying to shoot the middleman, but, like, this is bullshit. You guys are a scam.
I'm sorry you feel that way, sir, but the terms are provided to you as they are everyone else.
Right.
As I mentioned, I can honor a 35% courtesy refund, but that's the most that I can do on this order, Mr. Garnett.
Yeah, maybe you guys should, like, get an honest job and stop screwing other people.
Is there anything else for you, sir?
That's what I thought.
Thanks for calling.
Nope.
Care.
Never
you
be using
you
again, and you guys can eat dicks.
Is there anything else for you?